They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady.
Listen, good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Blue Claws, Lerone Braves, game 4 of 6 and game 1 of 66, meaning tonight is the first day of half number 2. Blue Claws 35-30 in the first half and Rome 30-36. But Tony, today everybody's tied for first.
Yes, the Blue Claws could say that they're in first place along with 11 other teams in the Sally League right now. And Greg, it's starting off on an optimistic note with the weather, certainly, because for those of you who are maybe hedging on coming over here, it looks like we're going to get the game in fine. There is rain to the west, but that is going north, so we should be okay here.
Yeah, no. All the people who were asking at 8:30 this morning if the game was canceled, no. The game was not canceled. The first pitch is going to be at 7:05, so. That's your loss. All right, last night, Tony had a chance to talk, last night, the Blue Claws did a little ceremony before the game, recognizing the members of the team, and there was 7-plus manager Chris Adamson of Adelaide, who's the Blue Claws bench coach, for their championship in the Australian Baseball League this past winter. Tony talked to Tank earlier today for the Blue Claws beat pregame.
We're in the Blue Claws dugout with Jersey Shore first base coach and 2021 manager Chris the Tank Adamson, but maybe better known internationally and certainly in Australia as manager of the 2023 Australian Baseball League champions, the Adelaide Giants, which includes how many members now on the, from this particular Blue Claws ball club? We have how many members?
I think there's eight. We had the six that were here last night, and there's the two that'll be back on the weekend. So, yeah, there's eight in total right now.
So, first of all, welcome to the pregame show. Great to have you.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here.
Last night, we were referring to that, they had a pregame ceremony here in which you and current Blue Claws who were on that Adelaide team were honored before the ball game. Got a nice reception from the fans here. What did that mean to you guys?
That was a really cool experience. Obviously, you know, winning championships anywhere is, it's an amazing experience. But yeah, to get some recognition for the guys here in front of some of their friends and family that might not have been able to be at the game was, it was a really cool moment for me. And I know a lot of the people back home are really thankful for the experience as well.
So at the end of that ceremony last night, you were the last person introduced, and the players, the Blue Claws players from your Adelaide team gave you a big hand. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, that was really cool. I think, you know, they know like how much it means to me. A few of them have been with me. You know, Rickson's been with me for quite a few years now, and you know, it means a lot to me personally. And you know, a lot of friends and family have put in a lot of hours over a lot of years to help achieve that as a goal. So it was an awesome experience, and yeah, it's definitely not about me. It's about a lot of people, but it was a nice moment for sure.
Well, a nice moment for the 2023 Adelaide Giants was a run to the championship. Take us, if you will, a little bit through that championship run and what current Blue Claws on that Adelaide team played prominent roles.
We had a lot of the guys. I mean, in the first round of the playoffs, we had to go to a third and deciding game in a three-game series. And, you know, we had Jordan Fowler was an example. He started game one pretty much the entire season, but in the playoffs he started game one of both of those games and really set the tone, which was awesome for him, and he just really continued to grow. And Stalin Castillo, he's down at the complex right now, but he continued to grow both on and off the field, which was amazing to see. And you know, there was plenty of big hits down the stretch there. Anthony Kurion had a really big season down there and carried that into the postseason with some big hits. And you know, Rickson had some really big moments as well. And Jared Carr on defense when we were down there as well was outstanding, you know. And I mean, Wardy, it goes without saying, but he set the tone and led off every day and, you know, put us in a good position to win on a daily basis.
Chris, what current the Blue Claws, or maybe past Blue Claws, or maybe even some future Blue Claws who are down in Florida right now, have already committed to perhaps play for you again this coming ABL season?
So some of that is a little bit out of our control. It's more up to the Phillies, but just on this team, so Nick Ward, even before he'd signed with the Phillies, he'd already re-signed to come back down to Australia, so he'll be down there. Rickson Wingrove's re-signed, so that'll be his fifth and sixth years down there, I believe, so he's been there for quite a long time. And as I mentioned, it's not completely up to us who comes from the Phillies, but there's plenty of players that have shown interest, and the Phillies are definitely going to send guys again. So, you know, hopefully there's a few more that have been around this team in particular, because it'll be a really fun experience for them.
Well, with streaming internationally now as it is, does this particular Blue Claws team have a following currently in Adelaide?
Absolutely, absolutely. One thing with Australian baseball in general is that the imports that have come down there over the years, they kind of almost get adopted into Australian baseball culture. So there's a pretty big following for all of them individually, but just the fact that there's, you know, eight of them on this team in particular, there's definitely, you know, a really large soft spot for the Blue Claws down in Adelaide, South Australia, which is, it's kind of funny, but it works well, and they get a bit of press coverage down there, you know, whether it be on social medias and things. So it's really cool for the guys.
Do you have friends and family that follow the Blue Claws back in Australia?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, they, you know, when it allows with the time difference and things like that, they'll quite often, you know, watch our games, and a lot of our coaching staff and front office watch it on a daily basis. You know, when they get up, they're watching our games, so they're pretty familiar with the guys. And they, as I said, they like to keep up with the guys that have been there previously. But yeah, it's a nice little cult following.
How big is the Australian Baseball League in Australia? How intense is the following the Giants and other ball clubs on that continent?
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than what some people realise. You know, the baseball community there, albeit it's not as big as some of the other more traditional Australian sports, it is a pretty large community, you know. So you go to games. At our championship series, we had, you know, about 3,000 or 4,000 people at each of the games, which was solid. But if you're not able to get to the games, which is the case for quite a few people, there's ways that you can stream it online for free, and you can watch games, whether it be live or you can watch them delayed on demand. So they're doing a really good job in continuing to grow it, and you know, the grassroots is really growing. We have teams going to the Little League World Series and those types of things, so it's just cool to see them, you know, see a pathway in their own country and then hopefully open some doors over here, whether it be in college or professional baseball. So it's continuing to grow, but yeah, at this stage it's a really fun time to be in baseball in Australia.
Well, Tuck, it's great to have you on here. We appreciate it. And perhaps you could add a Savvy League championship to your managerial and/or coaching resume. That would be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd much prefer winning over losing. So, you know, if we can win as many games as possible and have a chance, then I'm all for it.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
As much as we'd love to keep that song rolling, we got to get ready for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here tonight. Greg Giamparisi alongside Tony Graham, and the Blue Claws start the second half 35-30 against the Rome Braves 30-36. First game of half number two here at Shoretown Ballpark tonight. Gunnar Mayer 0-3, the 4.78 ERA on the mound for Jersey Shore against right-hander Ian Mejia 3-4 with a 3.92 ERA on the mound for the Rome Braves. Pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. Mayer's pitched well lately. Two back, five innings, four hits, one run, struck out six. That was against Hudson Valley 2 weeks ago. Last Friday in Wilmington, gave up five hits, three runs over four innings, but he's pitched some of his best baseball over the last couple of starts. And the 6'5 right-hander from California on the mound for Jersey Shore. We'll take a break. When we come back, starting lineups for his pitch. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, getting it set for Blue Claws Baseball, Blue Claws of the Rome Braves. Girl Scout Troop 60259 to perform the national anthem. Great work by some of our local Girl Scouts here at the Jersey Shore. Tonight's Girl Scout Family Night here at Lakewood at Shoretown Ballpark, and the Blue Claws getting set to take on the Rome Braves for game number 4 of a 6-game series, but game number 1 of half number 2, which starts here tonight. Blue Claws went 35-30 in the first half, Rome 30-36 in half number 1, but everybody is in first place today at 0-0 as we start half number 2. Hudson Valley from the north, Greenville from the south already in the postseason, and the other 10 teams will fight for the other two spots in the Saturday League postseason here coming up in September. Gunnar Mayer for Jersey Shore, 0-3, 4.78 ERA. And Ian Mejia for Rome, 3-4, 3.92 ERA. Here's the Rome lineup to face Gunnar Mayer tonight. Geraldo Quintero leads off at second, then Ignacio Alvarez in short. Drake Baldwin's the DH at third, then Keyshawn Ogun's in third. Adam Zabrowski will catch and bat fifth, then Bryson Horn at first base. Brandon Parker's in left field about 7, then Stephen Paolini in right. Betting ninth and center is Kadon Morton. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Gianparisi. Tony, Blue Claws get a fresh start here in half number 2. They played very well in half number 1, not only finishing 35-30, but at one point they were 2-8. So, you know, they were 33-22 in their last 55 games. So I'm sure they feel very good, and they should, heading into half number 2.
Well, manager Greg Brudzinski noting before the game that Blue Claws finished first half with the fourth best record in the Sally League. And he's very enthusiastic about this ball club and what it could do in the second half. It has, like so many teams in the division and in the Sally League, has two ways now to get into the postseason, Greg. They are what?
Yeah, so either we'll win the second half,
right,
or if Hudson Valley wins the second half since they won the first half, then their opponent would be the second-place team in the second half, which is a change. You know, they used to do it where it would be the next best overall record. Now it's the second-place team in the second half. Well, it is some sprinkles coming down out of the sky right now, but honestly, there are some patches of clear sky, and you know, we can, it's not, you know, dark cloud cover or anything, so hopefully this will just pass, but a very light rain falling as we get set for the first pitch. But all the naysayers who were wondering why we hadn't called the game at 7 a.m., tonight's first pitch time is 7.05 p.m., right on time. It's a fastball high and outside, and we're underway. Count is 1 ball and no strikes to Geraldo Quintero batting from the left side. And how about this, Tony? Since it's summer, we can finally say fastball inside 2-0. It's 72 wow. degrees. Wow. It really feels like summer now after the first 2 days of summer. 62 and 62 with strong winds. That's high ball three. So not the start Gunnar Mayer wanted. 3-0 on Quintero at 233, two homers and 20 RBIs.
Plus, just a note, the wind had been blowing in rather briskly the last couple of nights. Virtually, no wind here tonight. Now to call it strike.
For strike one of the count, 3-1. Mayer, 6'5", right-hander, fifth round pick in 2019. That one foul tipped at home plate. And the count is 3-2. He's from Stockton, California. Went to San Joaquin Delta College in California. Will turn 23 years old coming up on July the 27th. And he's had a pretty solid season for Jersey Shore. Now, he's 0-3, but a 4.78 ERA, and he's been better lately. 37 and two-thirds innings, 34 hits. He's walked 22, and he's struck out 44. He's pitched 5 innings in 2 of his last 3 starts, and he misses that one inside ball 4. So Quintero walks, and he's aboard at first with nobody out, and that'll bring up Ignacio Alvarez, the shortstop for the Braves. So in 3 starts in June, Gunner's allowed just 6 runs in 14 innings with 16 strikeouts. 5 innings, 2 runs against Brooklyn 2 weeks ago. 5 innings, 1 run against Hudson Valley. Brooklyn 3 weeks ago. Hudson Valley 2 weeks ago, 5 innings, 1 run. And then 3 runs in 4 innings last Friday at Wilmington. Fastball outside corner called strike. So Gunner has assumed the Mick Abel role as the Friday night starter, essentially, for Jersey Shore. Mick, of course, in AA Reading now. Alvarez at 268, a right-handed batter. 1 home run, 36 RBIs. Quintero leads off first, not going, and the pitch lined up the gap in right center. That's dropping, and a base hit. Rincones can't cut it off. It splits Rincones and or Pineda and Carr and goes all the way to their right center field wall. Quintero comes around third and motors in easily without a throw, and it's an RBI double for Ignacio Alvarez Jr., and Rome has a 1-0 lead. That was trouble right off the bat. Up the gap in right center field. No chance for either Pineda or Carr. And it rolled back to near the boardwalk games out there. And I'm frankly a little surprised Alvarez didn't even get the third on that. But it's an RBI double, and that'll bring up Drake Baldwin. Roma is quickly ahead, 1-0. So here's Baldwin batting left. He's out of Missouri State. And the first pitch is hit high in the air to left center, playable. Carr drifting back, the center fielder over to his right. Still drifts back in front of the track, makes the catch. Alvarez tags at second, and he goes into third. The throw is a bit late. So a fly out for Drake Baldwin, but he moves Alvarez up, and he's at third with one out for Keyshawn Ogans, the third baseman.
Yeah, Gunnar Mayer, five innings in each of his last two starts, and before the game, manager Greg Brodzinski saying he's hoping that Mayer can at least do that. They'd like to get him even beyond that. And also get him his second professional victory. He's been a pro since 2019. Just got his first and only win last year down in the Florida State League. He's pitched better than his record, and he's been unfortunate. A lot of times he's taken out
after
three or four innings, and he's behind.
Tight pitch counts, three, four innings. So if you start and pitch four innings, you can't win. So here's Keyshawn Ogans. And there are two outs, swing and a miss. They appealed at second, and Alvarez left too soon. I don't know why he left so early. He didn't need to. There was no argument, by the way, from Rome. And here's a line drive into left field. And diving after it, Marcus Lee Sank can't get it. And it gets by him and rolls all the way back to the left field wall. Ogan's heading to second, makes a turn, and holds on as the throw comes in from Marcus Lee Sank. So a double for Keyshawn Ogans. And that's a break there for Jersey Shore, because obviously that would have scored Alvarez. So that's the second hit of the inning. Runner at second base for Rome with one out, two out.
And three hard hit balls here from there in the top of the first inning by a team that is not known for its hitting.
Yeah, Alvarez just, he on that back up to that tech play, he just left too soon. He didn't need to.
No.
I mean, it was way out there in left center near the track, but it's the first pitch is in there for a strike to Zabrowski, and the count is nothing in one with a runner at second. But, so Jersey Shore gets a big break on that one on the appeal, and a fly ball foul down third out of play, and the count is still no balls and one strike. Yeah, so Nick Ward caught the throw in from Carr, and they were pointing the second, and he just lobbed it in there to how you lead the second baseman, and they call the out. And I know Flores did talk a little bit, but nothing crazy. Fastball just missed outside. Gunner thought he had strike three, and the count 1-2. So, that was the old 8-4 double play. You don't see that call too often, but the Blue Claws got a big break there. The runner at second, two down, 1-2 on Zabrowski. And Rome leading Jersey Shore here 1-0. Mayer peeks back at the runner at second, and the pitch is a chopper to third, handled by Ward Beltai. And he throws across to Wingrove, and that retires the side. Rome does take the lead, but frankly, that could have been a bigger inning for Rome. One run on two hits, a walk, and one left. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Rome 1, Jersey Shore coming to bat on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive!
Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So the Blue Claws coming to bat here, bottom of the first inning, down 1-0. Here's their lineup. How Yu Lee leads off in second base. Then Gabriel Rincones Jr., the designated hitter. Rickson Wingrove's in first. He bats third. Then Marcus Lee Sang in left. Nick Ward is in third, batting fifth. Then Jared Carr in center. Eric Brito's the shortstop, batting seventh. Then Leandro Pineda in right, batting ninth. And catching Arturo De Freitas. Brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive health system, and proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. First pitch to How Yu Lee is a strike. The inside corner. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Lee at 265, a homer and 13 batted in. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Ian Mejia, drafted in the 11th round last year by the Braves out of New Mexico State, turned 23 years old back in January. And the pitch to Lee is skied in the air, pretty well hit out in the center. Going back on it, it's Morton toward the track. He's got room. He's there to make the catch. And that's out number one. Now, Tony, one thing that we've immediately noticed here in the first inning of this ballgame is that the ball is carrying a little bit tonight, which is something that did not happen at all in any way in the last 2 days, or the last 3 days in this series, where the wind had been blowing straight in from center. Just knocked down wind. And here's Gabriel Rincones Jr., and he fouls the first pitch off, nothing and one.
Well, there is virtually no wind tonight. The flag's hanging dead limp in center field, which is certainly a change, Greg, as you said, from...
Yeah, it was pretty chilly the last couple of nights, 60 degrees, 62. Oh, one is a change up outside.
Actually, so, it's a change from what we've been used to almost all year.
Yeah. Ian Mejia, 3-4, 3.92 ERA for Rome, 62 innings and 11 starts, 57 hits. He's walked 12, struck out 48, and Rincones takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count is nothing and two. Mejia last pitched on Friday last week, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned, and 5 1/3 innings in Hudson Valley. And Rincones takes that one on the outside corner, and he knew it. Strike three. 2-0 for the first baseman, Rickson Wingrove. Rickson's been hitting the ball great of late. He's hitting .341 since May 30th. 29 for his last 85, though he did go 0-4 last night. He's at .274 on the year, third in the league with 11 homers, third in the league with 45 runs batted in. And remember, he just got off to a brutal start. He was 1 for his first 20. And he takes that one outside. Now the count 1-0. But he has been a real steady performer for Jersey Shore all season long. And I think, Tony, he's definitely elevated his game from where it was last year. And the 1-0 is a fastball up and away. And the count 2 balls, no strikes.
Well, he's here. He's settled in. And he's become a big-time power threat. And also able to go the other way effectively.
Had a four-hit game on Tuesday. Takes a curveball there for a strike, and they count 2-1. And that included a couple of base hits the other way and a couple of bunt hits. So the third baseman, Ogans, who was playing even with the bag near the bag, now backs up a little bit. And Wingrove skies one foul off third. Now he'll back up and basically play short. Rome wanted to kind of put a shift on for against Rickson, but he basically said, okay, if you're going to do that, I'm going to hit it down the left field line, and I'm going to bunt and make you pay. And they did, so they've limited their shifting against him the last couple of days. But with two strikes, they back Ogans up, and the 2-2 is rolled up first softly, and it goes foul. And the count's still 2-2. Blue Claws won the first two games of this series. Rome won yesterday 4-2, and Wingrove calls time. Blue Claws have 36 hits in the first three games of the series, but coming into today, they've only scored 13 runs in those games. So, you know, they've had their fair share of base runners, but mostly low-scoring close games. That's a slider in the dirt, and the count is 3-2 on Wingrove, 23-year-old from Newcastle, Australia. Signed with the Phillies back in 2018. And here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's popped up into shallow left. Left side for Ogans, the third baseman. He's back on the grass and makes the catch. We retire Wingrove and the Blue Claws here in the first. So Jersey Shore goes down in order, 1-2-3. We go to the second, 1-0 Rome on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
1-0 lead for Rome as we head into the second inning here in Shoretown. Bryson Horn, Brandon Parker, and Stephen Paolini, 6, 7, and 8 coming up for the Braves, who came into the Savoy League back in 2003. They debuted 2 years after the Blue Claws. And these teams met in 2016 in the SAL Championship Series, which Rome won 3-1. They clinched the title right here in Lakewood. First pitch to Bryson Horn is fouled back, 0-1. That was a great team they had with Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Max Fried, Mike Soroka, Tugi Toussaint, Colby Allard. All four of their starting pitchers in that series were big leaguers. Fouled back, and the count is 0-2. And that was low A, remember, too. So, you know, you get to high A, you're going to have more of your players reach the big leagues. That was a low A team. And that's a changeup low, 1-2. I mean, just by point of comparison, the Blue Claws, when they were in low A, had about 12% of their players go on to reach the big leagues at one point. So that's about 3 on a 25-man roster foul back, and the count 1-2. You know, obviously, sometimes you might have 4 or 5, and sometimes you might only have 1 at any given time, but it was about 3 to 4 on a team. Well, they had 4 starting pitchers, and then one of the best third basemen, one of the best second basemen in the league. Strike 3, backdoor slider, gets Horn, 1 down. Sean Williams was the manager of that Blue Claws team. I remember the first game of the championship series in Rome. The Blue Claws had Franklin Killame on the mound to face Mike Soroka, and he threw 7 shutout innings, and the Blue Claws scored an unearned run off Soroka, and then ended up winning the game, attacked on a few more late against the reliever and won, but then lost the last 3. Fastball high to Brandon Parker in the count, 1-0. There's one guy from in the Rome staff who was there, Bobby Moore, their first base coach. He was the hitting coach that year. Lined up first, fair ball inside the bag, and it rolls down by the Blue Claws bullpen. Kicks out into right field. Parker heading for second. Here's the throw by Pineda on a hop. The tag, not in time. Just in there safely, Brandon Parker with a double. Good throw by Pineda right to Aaron Brito, but Parker got his hand in there. 2-bagger for him. That's the 3rd double already for Rome, and it brings up Stephen Paolini, the right fielder.
Yeah, Pineda made that a lot closer than one would have thought originally, but dug it out right away from the right field corner on the ricochet and threw a strike to Brito. But Parker hustling all the way, made it into second base.
So here's Paolini, 154, 1 home run, 8 runs batted in. And Mayer out of the stretch, here's the pitch. And it's popped up foul off third, out of play. And the count, no balls and 1 strike. So a runner at second and one out. Paolini played last night for the first time of the series, went 0 for 1 and drew three walks. He was a 19th round pick in, or sorry, a fifth round pick in 2019. Fastball outside, and the count is one ball and one strike from Fairfield, Connecticut. You know who else was a fifth round pick in 2019? Gunnar Mayer. Third baseman Ward, even with the bag on the grass, everybody else back. And the 1-1, curveball outside. So here's the defense for Jersey Shore. Marcus Lee Sang in left, Jared Carr in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. Nick Ward at third, Aaron Brito at short, and Howie Lee at second. Rickson Wingrove at first, and the catcher is Arturo DeFreitas. And the pitch from Mayer at the knees, and I guess outside for a ball. And the count, three balls and a strike. That did not miss by much. Maybe a touch low. Plate umpire Jesse Bush. Base umpire is Trey Jester. This is the 10th straight Blue Claws home game that they've done. And the 3-1 swing and a miss. Fastball. 93 miles an hour. And the count is full at 3-2. Did the Phillies get underway? Are they playing?
Have not checked.
I know there was some rain in the Philly area. No, they're underway. Phillies lead at 1-0 in the bottom of the first. And that one is low, ball four. So Paolini draws the walk, and he'll take first base. Second walk for Mayer. Walked the leadoff batter in the first inning, came around to score. And that puts runners in first and second with one out for Kadon Morton, the center fielder. Bryce Harper with an RBI base hit to score Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber had reached on an error by Brandon Nimmo in center, and Harper singled him in. So the Phillies a 1-0 lead. Taiwan Walker on the mound tonight for Philadelphia. Mayer out of the stretch, and fires outside with a fastball to Kadon Morton, and the count is one ball, no strikes. So the Blue Claws and the Rome Braves on Girl Scout night here at Shoretown Ballpark. We'll have a guest from the Girl Scouts in the third. That's inside a curveball. And the count 2-0 on Morton. And now DeFreitas to go out to talk to Gunnar Mayer. So Gunnar from Northern California didn't start pitching until his junior year of high school and late in his junior year. So, you know, it was under the radar as far as the college scouts and the pro scouts were concerned. But, you know, big strong guy, threw pretty hard, and had a very good year as a senior. But still, you know, it was the first year that he really was a full-time pitcher, his senior year of high school. So he ended up going to junior college and went to San Joaquin Delta in Northern California. He's from Stockton, and was there for 1 year and ended up getting drafted in the fifth round out of that draft. He basically went because he wanted to try to set himself up, and he misses low to Kadon Morton, 3-0. Basically wanted to set himself up for, you know, four-year college in the Pac-12 or the Big West or one of the good, you know, there are a couple of good leagues out there. But he ends up going in the fifth round, so he's like, all right, let's try it, and he signed with the Phillies. Fastball, that's at the knees, called strike, and we count 3-1 on Morton.
Facing a 157 hitter here, the number 9.
Yeah, who's two for his last 31. And he comes set at the belt for the 3-1 offering. And that's low. He walked the. So that's three walks in the first nine hitters. And then we'll load the bases and bring up Geraldo Quintero. Quintero walked. He's hitting 233. Paolini walked 154. Morton walked 157. So he's letting guys that you're not supposed to let beat you. He's walking the guys that you're supposed to, you know, try to make beat you, and Phil Condari knows that too, and Phil walks out to the mound to talk to Gunnar. So, you know, he gets drafted in the fifth round of 2019, and at the time, you know, when they had the draft in June of that year, he's still only 18 years old. He didn't turn, you know, he turned 19 in, sorry, he says, yeah, born July of 2000. Very bad at math. He's 18 when he gets drafted. He turns 19. And, you know, a guy like that that has very limited pitching experience in even high school, you know, you need every development year that you can get. So a guy like him is going to take more of a hit from missing the 2020 season because of COVID than, say, a college pitcher that just has a lot more experience and a lot more advanced coaching. Blue Claws have Ward in at third. Here's Quintero with the bases loaded, and the slider's in there for a strike. So, you know, that 2020 year, you know, missing that, you know, certainly doesn't help. And then, you know, so it takes him a little while to get through it, and he finally has a good year last year in Clearwater and earns his way to Lakewood this year, where he's pitched well and misses outside there with a curveball. And the count is 1-1 on Geraldo Quintero. But, you know, you can definitely see what the Phillies like, Tony, in Mayer. Big, tall, strong right-hander. Chance to add some velocity to his frame as well. And a fastball there, cut on and missed. And the count is 1-2. Now 193 miles an hour.
Mayer had walked 22 in 34 innings coming into, I'm sorry, in 37 innings coming into action tonight.
Yeah, and that's the trouble spot with the command. That's been the issue tonight already with 3-1s. But a big 1-2 pitch here. Slider, did he go on the check swing? And yes, he did. Strike three. Jesse Bush didn't even need to appeal to Trey Jester. He punches out Quintero, and that's out number two. Second strikeout for Gunnar Mayer, and it brings up Ignacio Alvarez. And Tony, now Mayer can get out of this inning if he can get Alvarez. Three walks, by the way, just one off his season high. He walked four at Aberdeen on May 26th.
Alvarez, 37 runs batted in, one of the top 10 in the Sally League.
RBI double his first time, and he grounds this one to short. Eric Brito's there, underhands to Lee for the force, and that retires the side. So Rome had the bases loaded with one out, but they don't score. No runs on one hit, two walks, three left on. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Braves on Bally Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Marcus Lee Seng leading off for Jersey Shore, bottom half of the second. And Blue Claws down 1-0. But Tony, if the Blue Claws do rally and win this game, they'll look back at that second inning where Rome had the bases loaded and one out and failed to score.
Yeah, clutch pitching there by Mayer, who found the strike zone just in time.
Here's Marcus, and he swings at the first pitch, lines at the first, and right at Bryson Horn, who makes the catch, one away. So Lee Seng lines out on the first pitch from Ian Mejia, and that'll bring up Nick Ward. Ward at 255 homers and 30 RBIs. Had something happen last night, Tony, that hadn't happened to him all year. He was caught stealing. Had been 18 for 18. And he looks at the first pitch, a strike. Left-handed batter. The inside corner, nothing at one.
Yeah, Baldwin also threw out the speedy Jared Carr as well. He has shown a great presence behind the plate for Rome.
Ward out in front of a changeup from Mejia. And McCown, nothing in two. Phillies have a 2-0 lead now. Bryson Stott driving in a run, so they're up 2 in the second at Citizens Bank Park. And the 0-2 to Ward in the dirt. But he had up to Mexico State, drafted in the 11th round by the Braves last year. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Originally went to Arizona first, and the changeup is outside, 2-2. Transferred after 2019, pitched for Pima Community College in 2020, shortened season, and then 2 years at New Mexico State in Las Cruces. Ward swings over a curveball, strike three. And there were two down, second strikeout for Mejia, who has retired all five batters that he has faced. Here's Jared Carr, the center fielder, 232, two homers, and 18 runs batted in for Jared. And the West Virginia native, 1-for-3 last night. He swings over a breaking ball. And McCown, nothing and one on Carr with Eric Brito on deck. Some overcast skies, but nothing too bad. Not raining. It was sprinkling at first pitch. Carr rolls one down to first. Scooped up easily by Horn. He steps on the bag. And the inning is over. So the Blue Claws go 1-2-3 for the second straight inning. We go to the third, and it's 1-0 Rome on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So we go to the top half of the third inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 1-0 on the first inning RBI double by Ignacio Alvarez. They have three hits off Gunnar Mayer, drawn three walks. So Blue Claws in some ways fortunate to only be down 1-0 here as we hit inning number three. Drake Baldwin, Keyshawn Ogans, and Adam Zabrowski for Rome against the 6'5 right-hander Mayer from Stockton, California. And the first pitch, a breaking ball down and inside to Alvarez. And the count, one ball and no strikes. And here's a breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line. Pretty well hit. On the run, Pineda in the corner, running out of room, and he reaches out. It's foul. Lands down in the picnic area and out of play. So the count is ball, two strikes here on Alvarez, who hooked it a little bit last night or earlier in this series. That ball would have just been pushed foul by the wind and gone, you know, halfway up the picnic area. May not even reach the picnic area with the wind blowing straight in, but there's really no wind to speak of tonight, and that one carried out there pretty well, but hooked foul. Alvarez is the number 14 prospect in the system per the MLB pipeline. Fouls that one back, 1-2. Drafted out of Riverside City College, fifth round last year. It's a two-year school in Riverside, California. Or excuse me, Drake Baldwin, the batter. He takes high, my mistake. And on the count, 2-2 on Baldwin. Alvarez made the last out of the last inning. Baldwin, on the other hand, is the 22 prospect per MLB pipeline and takes inside. That pitch just missed. And on the count, 3-2. Baldwin with the Missouri State third-round pick 2022. Spent some time after the game last night talking to his college teammate, Matt Russell. Swing at him is at a fastball, strike three. And that's out number one. Third strikeout for Mayer, brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day the traditional New York way. Boiled and baked with love. That'll bring up Keyshawn Ogans, the third baseman. He had a home run and a double last night out of the University of California. First fastball high and outside. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Well, as Senator mentioned, All-Pac-12 last year, 20th round pick by Atlanta. That's the last round of the draft. And the 1-0 is grounded to third. Right there is Ward. Nick gobbles it up, sidearms to first in time, two down. So two up and two down. That's four in a row for Mayer, who got out of a bases-loaded one-out jam in the second inning. And that'll bring up Adam Zabrowski, the catcher, who grounded out to third base his first time up. Zabrowski catching his second game of this series. He's from upstate New York, from Albany. Went to college at St. John Fisher in Rochester. 13th round pick in 2021 by Atlanta, right-handed batter. And a breaking ball cut out and missed. And McCown, nothing and one. In the third, Jersey Shore will have Eric Brito, Leandro Pineda, and Arturo DeFreitas. And that's a check swing and another good slider by Mayer. And McCown 0-2. So Mayer's been in trouble each of the first two innings, but trying for a 1-2-3 inning here. He's at 47 pitches through his 2 2/3 right now. Gave up two doubles and a walk in the first inning and one run and got out of bases loaded one out of the second inning. And here's the 0-2 to Zabrowski. It's a fastball outside of the dirt, 1-2. And looking at the way Ian Mejia, the starter for Romas, opened up his night, Claus better keep this a low-scoring game. That one low. And the count, 2-2. Last night, remember, it was Patrick Halligan, who threw 4 1/3 innings of one-hit relief. Struck out 8 and earned the win. Duclos didn't touch him. And Mejia looks solid so far. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's inside, ball 3. And then runs the count full at 3-2. So the Duclos in their Friday jerseys, the light blue unis with the royal blue sleeves and the bucket crab on the chest. Breaking ball, swing at him as he got him strike 3. And then retires the side. 4 strikeouts for Gunnar Mayer. We've played 2.5. And it's 1-0 Rome on Ballylive, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Claws Co. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head to the bottom half of the third. It's Girl Scout Family Night here at Shoretown Ballpark. Girl Scouts of the Jersey Shore and the Blue Claws, fifth year of what's been a really fantastic partnership, and we're joined by Heather Colburn, their CEO. Heather, welcome. How are you?
Good, Greg. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's Eric Brito. First pitch from Mejia. Squib foul up first, and the count nothing and one. So how many Girl Scouts and their families, family members do we have here tonight?
I think we have about 2,600 tonight.
That's fantastic. The parade was awesome. They did a they had to come in and out at the same point down in right field, and the people exiting had to wait because there were so many more people coming in, breaking ball low. Stretched all the way around the field, all 360 degrees.
Yeah, the beginning and the end touched each other.
That was
pretty
cool. 1-1 on Brito. And the pitch on the way, a fastball low, and it's 2-1. So tell us about the Girl Scouts of the Jersey Shore. What are some of the big initiatives you guys have coming up as we start the summer?
Well, we started summer camp this week. We had a great first week. It was a little soggy.
Cold, not summery. Popped up first base side by Brito. Bryson Horn is there, the first baseman. He's called off by the second baseman. Araldo Quintero makes the catch. One away. Yeah, it was 62 degrees the last couple of days. You finally got over 70.
It is, but you know what? Our girls have fun no matter what.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's the great part, too, is that we have camp, rain, shine,
yep.
Whatever it is, and we find a way to make it fun. They go in the water. If it's raining, they're wet anyway. Why not? Go swimming, go boating, have fun.
And where's the camp? The Slider is inside of Pineda, want to know.
We have two camps.
It's
we
two, right?
have Camp Sack in Farmingdale and Camp Amity down in Weartown.
Awesome. Leandro Pineda, the batter, 193, four homers and 28 RBIs. And the pitch, a breaking ball for a strike. So tell us, what's the biggest message that you guys try to convey to parents who have young girls that are considering joining the Girl Scouts?
Absolutely.
First the 1-1, and it's outside.
Girl Scouts is quality programming and opportunities that they will not get anywhere else. There's that safe space they have with being with other girls, the single gender environment that's really just comforting for them.
2-1 pitch is line in the air to center, cutting over Kaydon Morton, now comes in, can't get it, drops in front of him for a base hit. So there's the first Blue Claws base runner. It's a line drive single for Leandro Pineda. He's at first, one out for Arturo De Freitas. Go ahead.
And our girls are doing amazing things. I mean, they live by our mission. They're girls of courage, confidence, character, and they really do want to make the world a better place.
So the website is jerseyshoregirlscouts.org.
Yep, or easygsfun.org.
That's much easier, actually.
Girl Scout fun.
Here's DeFreitas at .163, no homers, four RBIs. You can hear all the girls. They're into it tonight. Fastball in
the
there.
The girls are loving it.
And the count, nothing and one. So after the game, we have the sleepover, right? Are you staying?
I am not
no,
staying.
No, okay. Yeah.
I am not staying, but there's the movie, the sleepover, of course, fireworks.
Swing and a miss by DeFreitas, and the count is nothing and two. Who was, I know you guys had the top cookie sellers, right, on the
we
field
did.
Before the game? So you have the top 10. How many cookies did those girls sell?
Well, I can tell
what
you.
What did the top sellers sell? DeFreitas hits a soft grounder foul up there.
So we have our top seller. I think she's in the running now for her third year in a row, and
wow.
She sold over 4,000 boxes of cookies.
4,000 boxes.
Yeah.
There was a... did you? I don't know if you ever see the funny, it was a hilarious episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
I'm sure about the Girl Scout cookies.
And they were talking about the Girl Scout cookies, and like they kicked them out of the one spot by the pizzeria. Here's the 0-2 pitch to DeFreitas, and he swings over the slider. Strike three. So where do you know where she sells? Like, do they go door to door? Like
everything.
They camp out?
Yeah, they go door to door. They have booth sales in front of different locations. Obviously, friends, family, social media, digital sales are a huge part of
their.
But it is obviously for the customer a delicious box of cookies.
Absolutely.
For these girls, it's so much more than
February,
that.
March?
January actually.
Oh,
and
January,
runs through about April. But I believe that.
Here's Hal Yu Lee. He hits a hard grounder off third, past the diving Ogans out of the left field. The base hit. Pineda goes to second. He'll turn and hold there. So a base hit for Hal Yu Lee. And he's in scoring position, or rather, Pineda's in scoring position. Lee's at first for the DH, Gabriel Rincones Jr.
They are loving it.
Yeah. I have to lower the crowd a touch there.
But the girls, it affords them so many opportunities. I think our top seller is using some of the money she earned to help fund her travel. I think she's going to Europe this summer.
So last night you guys had your Gold Awards event.
Yeah,
tell
did.
Us about some of the stuff that those girls have done. Here's Rincones Jr., left-handed batter. First pitch by Mejia, swung on and missed.
The Gold Award is the highest award that a Girl Scout can earn. It is at least 80 hours of service, leadership, dedication. They basically identify a need in their community, and they work to build a solution and have something that is sustainable.
And Gabriel takes inside. Two on, two out.
the project needs to last beyond their involvement, and they usually do. You know, we had a girl that collected books and put in bookshelves in homeless shelters for displaced families, you know, by different reading levels, things like that. So it's truly amazing what these girls are doing.
1-1, and Rincones hits a high pop off third in the foul ground. Ogun's going back. Will he have room out near the bullpen? He makes the grab, and that retires the side. Anything that you want to touch on, Heather, before we say goodbye?
We always love this night. This is obviously one of our girls' favorite night.
Yeah.
We appreciate the partnership, and if anyone wants to learn about becoming a Girl Scout and to join them on the field next year, gsfund.org.
Awesome. Heather Coburn, CEO, Girl Scouts of the Jersey Shore, thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg.
For a few minutes. No runs, two hits, two left. 1-0, we're up to the fourth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fourth, 1-0 Rome. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg Gundermeyer is set to go. He will face 6-7-8, excuse me. To begin the top of the fourth, Bryson Horn leads off and swings and fouls it at the plate. Horn struck out his first at bat. 178, 4 homers and 22 runs batted in for Bryson Horn. Gundermeyer got out of a big jam there in the second, bases loaded, one out, and thus it is still a 1-0 Rome lead. The pitch to the left hand hitting Horn is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2 on Bryson Horn. Luklaus threatened in the bottom of the third, but could not come up with a big two out hit. Mayer ahead 0-2, and Horn takes inside, and it's 1-2. The right-hander so far today, 54 pitches, 3-4 strikes. And the next one is a fastball high and away. And the count is even at 2-2 on Horn. 6'3", 220 pounds, born in Brownsville, Florida. And the pitch is one on and missed, strike three. He struck him out. Fifth strikeout for Gundermeyer. Blue Claw strikeouts brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Brandon Parker doubled his first time up. Went out, nobody on top of the fourth. Swings and misses. Mayer has settled down a bit now. Struck out 3 of the last 4. And 4 of the last 6 he has faced. Swing and a miss again, and it's 0-2 on Parker. This is 35th game. A 10th round pick in 2019. Parker, 24 years old, is Bryant. 2019 draft pick, round 10. The next one, swing and a miss, fastball, and he struck him out. The strikeout juice is suddenly throwing for Gundermeyer. Gunner looking for that elusive second professional victory. He got his first last year in the Florida State League. Has pitched better than his record. And was in line for a win here on Friday night, June 9th, against Hudson Valley. Left with a 3-1 lead, but Buklaus did not win that game. The hitter is Stephen Paolini. Takes low for a ball. It's 1-0. Two outs, nobody on top of the fourth. It's a 1-0 Rome lead. Mayer quickly back to the plate. Fastball wide, and it's two balls and no strikes. That was the game where had the Blue Claws won over Hudson Valley that night, they would have jumped into first place. And they had the lead after five innings, 3-1 behind Mayer. High fly ball, left field. Marcus Lee Sang drifting back on the warning track, still fading back, has just enough room to bag it for the final out.
They would have passed Hudson Valley. Right. They still would have been a half game behind Greensboro.
Okay,
but yeah.
But it was a big game at the time. Blue Claws lost that, and then Hudson Valley eventually took command in the division. Go to the bottom of the fourth here. It's still 1-0 Rome on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Then on the bottom of the fourth, it'll be 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore against 23-year-old 6'3 right-hander Ian Mejia. And he deals low to Rickson Wingrove. One ball, no strikes. Wingrove popped up his first time up. 273, 11 homers, 45 runs batted in. The big left-hand power hitter from Australia takes a called strike. It's one ball and one strike on Rickson. He's followed by Marcus Lee Sang and Nick Ward. The pitch to him just misses low. It's 2-1. Mejia coming in 3-4, 3.92 ERA. He usually goes deep in the ball games, trying to do that again here. And this one is inside, and it's three balls and one strike. This is his 12th game in his prior 11. In nine of those, he has gone five innings or more. Four times he has pitched six innings or more. 3-1 pitch on the outside corner, and the count is full 3-2 to Rickson Wingrove. And he's gone seven a couple of times as well. The league hitting 246 against the right-hander, seven home runs. The 3-2 pitch is low, ball four. And Wingrove, a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He represents the tying run, as Rome has a 1-0 lead. The batter is Marcus Lee Sang, who lined out his first at bat. And the pitch to the lefty hitter is on the outside corner. One run, three hits, no errors for Rome. No runs, two hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. It's got a couple of hits, both of them in that third inning, but left two on. The pitch to Lee Sand, fastball high and away, one ball and one strike. Wingrove at first, nobody out, bottom four. Jersey Shore finished the first half 35-29. Good for third place in the SAL North. Swinging a bouncing foul, first base side. And the count is one ball and two strikes on Lee Sand. Nick Ward on deck. Jersey Shore still trying to reach that elusive 500 mark here at home this year. The next one, a swing and a miss. And Marcus Lee Sang strikes out. The fourth strikeout now for Mejia in the ballgame. Jersey Shore 15-17 here in Shoretown. And we'll try to climb over that 500 level here at home second half. If they're going to make a run to the playoffs in the second half, they're definitely going to have to do that. Ward fouls off the first pitch. Nothing and one on Nick. Or as Tank Adamson calls him, Wardy. And the pitch to Wardy is a swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two. And Nick calls a timeout. Tank, the Blue Claws first base coach and manager back in 2021, managed Nick and a bunch of these Blue Claws to the 2023 Australian Baseball League Championships with the Adelaide Giants. We had Tank on the pregame show. He was excellent. 0-2 to Ward, swung on a line to center field. Center fielder racing back, can't get it over his head. Wingrove steaming toward third, and they will hold him there on a double by Nick Ward, who lined it over the head of Morton in center field. One of those difficult shots hit right at him, and the ball carried, I think, further than he thought it would.
Also, his first step was in instead of back.
Yeah.
And once he came in, then he had to race back. And you know, they always tell you to take that first step back. I know it's easier said than done, but you take your first step back because it's much easier to come in at a ball than it is to go back on one. But once he came in at first, he was just in catch-up mode the whole way around and jumped up and couldn't quite reel it in. It was a ball that he probably, you know, if he read it better, probably makes the catch.
Jared Carr takes low and in, ball one.
And, you know, that's a game-changing type of
potentially
a play because you know if he catches it, it's a runner at first with two out. Now it's second and third, one out here for Jersey Shore.
Carr grounded out his first at bat. 230, two homers, 18 runs batted in for Jarrett. The pitch, swing, high fly ball center field. Morton back a few steps, has a beat on it, waits, makes the one hand catch, and Wingrove roars home. The throw is cut off. It's a sacrifice fly for Jared Carr, and this game is tied at one here on the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, Ward takes no chances. They didn't want to risk going to third on that. Would maybe they throw him out before Rickson could get in. And he stays put at second because of Titan, and Carr gets his 19th RBI.
Very obedient crowd here tonight.
the Girl Scouts, they're on top of things.
They are.
They were more on top of things than the crowd last night, I'll say.
Eric Brito with two outs and a runner at second is hit, brushed by the pitch inside. And the young shortstop will go to first base here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. You have two excellent base runners now in Ward at second and Brito at first. Ward caught stealing by this catcher, Drake Baldwin, last night. Nailed for the first time this year. Attempting to steal, and Jared Carr, who can really run, also thrown out trying to steal by Baldwin. So we'll see how adventurous Ward and Brito are with two outs.
You got Zabrowski catching today. Baldwin DH.
Baldwin's excellent last night. Zabrowski is behind the plate tonight. So we'll see. I don't think with two outs though there's going to be any gambling.
No.
Leandro Pineda, who singled his first time up. He singled, and then Hayu Lee singled with two outs, but they were stranded back in the second. Blue Claws have tied it here in the fourth. The double by Ward after the leadoff walk. Note those leadoff walks almost always come around to score, and Rickson Wingrove did on the Jared Carr sacrifice slide. So after the Brito walk, it's first and second with two outs. Ward, who can run at second. Brito, who can run at first. And the first pitch is a called strike to Leandro Pineda. With that base hit, now he's up to 197. Four home runs, 28 runs batted in for the 21-year-old. Swinging a line drive to center, hanging up, but now falling fast, and it drops for a base hit. Ward will score. Brito safe at third. On to second goes Pineda. And the Blue Claws take a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, the ball hung up there for a while, but not long enough. It ducked in front of the charging Morton, and Alvarez, the shortstop, racing back, couldn't get to it. And it's an RBI single. Pineda is 2-for-2. Now the Blue Claws still with runners at second and third, now with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning for Arturo De Freitas. Got to admit, I thought that ball was going to stay up longer than it did. Fortunately for Jersey Shore, it did not. The pitch to Arturo, a big swing and a miss and a high fastball. De Freitas just at 160, a home run. I'm sorry, no homers and four runs batted in. Second and third, two away. The pitch, fastball high. Brito at third, Pineda at second, picking second on the throw home. Two outs, two runs across here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Claws now with four hits. The pitch to De Freitas, checks his swing at a breaking ball, but it's over for a strike, and it's 1-2. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1-3-0 for Rome. The stretch, the pitch to the Blue Claws catcher, swinging a foul tip. He got a piece, and the count holds at 1-2. De Freitas calls time and steps out. Arturo stands back in. The stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball struck him out. But a productive inning for Jersey Shore. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors. And they leave two. We got to the fifth in Shoretown. Blue Claws in front now. 2-1 on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shoretown, Lakewood, New Jersey. Blue Claws 2, Rome Braves 1, top of the fifth, and Gunnar Mayer, if he can get through the fifth inning here with a lead, would be in line for that elusive first win of the year. Faces 9-1-2 for Rome, and Kaydon Morton bounces a foul off to the left, and it's nothing and one on Morton, who walked his first at bat. He's at 157. with two homers. He has driven in eight. The 22-year-old was a 19th-round pick in 2019. The pitch to him, swinging a foul back, and it's nothing and two. Mayer is one strikeout away from tying his season high of seven. Back in June against Brooklyn. And Morton steps out and backs into the box, taps the bat, cocks it over the right shoulder. Gunnar Mayer with the 0-2. Fastball low and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. It'll be Morton, and then the top of the order, Quintero and Alvarez. One ball, two strikes. Mayer, the big righty, deals. Low and outside, two balls and two strikes. Back in that second inning, Mayer walked the 8 and 9 hitters, but got out of the jam. Swing, topper, left side. Charged by Ward. He's got it. Running throw is high, but Wingrove at 6'4 maintains contact with the bag, and the out is registered, one down. If Rickson was 6'3, that might have been a problem.
Ward kind of, I don't want to say babied it, but he didn't really put a lot on it, and he was throwing it on the run, so it kind of sailed on him. But fortunately, Rickson, not only Tony able to reel it in, but good footwork, too, to stretch back into foul ground so he could catch the ball while keeping his foot on the bag.
Here is the switch hitting Geraldo Quintero. The pitch to him, wide. One ball, no strikes. He walked in the first, and then, well, it's a big strikeout victim in the second with the bases loaded and one out. The 1-0 is in there for a strike. It's one ball and one strike on Quintero. Got to keep him off the bases. He has 14 steals this year, 81 in his career.
Mayer's retired 9 in a row.
Swinging a foul tip.
And the first one was in that 9 was Quintero when he struck him out. And what probably to this point, Tony, was Mayer's biggest out of the game. Bases loaded, one out, trailing 1-0. You know, the game kind of could have got away from him a little bit at that point. But he struck out Quintero, and then he got Alvarez to bounce into a 6-4 fielder's choice with the bases loaded to win the inning.
He's ahead of Quintero here. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fifth. 2-1, Jersey Shore. Mayer rocks into motion. The righty deals, swinging a high fly ball to right. Backing it way out in right field is the second baseman, How Yu Lee. And he makes the grab for out number two. Right, Lee went a long way for that. Pineda, who is pretty deep, gave way, and Lee made the play. Two outs for Alvarez. Ignacio Alvarez. He grounded a short into a force play back in the second, also doubled home the Rome run in the first. And the first one is ball one to Alvarez. Two outs, nobody on, top of the fifth. Gunnar Mayer kicks and deals. Slider misses, and it's 2-0. Alvarez would be a threat to run if he gets on. He's got 10 steals. The 2-0, that's low. 3-0, has been caught five times. 2-4-0 for Jersey Shore, 1-3-0 for Rome. Mayer does not need a pitch clock. He works quickly and pours it across, and it's three balls and one strike on Alvarez. The 20-year-old was a fifth-round pick of the Braves last year. Low ball four. So that would be the fourth walk now for Gunnar Mayer,
which also ties his season high.
Flirting with season highs in all areas here. Needs that one more strikeout to tie the season high in that department with seven. Faces the number three hitter, the DH tonight, Drake Baldwin. Left-hand batter with power, swings and pops it foul. Out of play. Baldwin has flown out and struck out. Has 8 home runs all this year. the 22-year-old, a third-round pick last year. Throw to first, and diving back safely is Alvarez. Baldwin is 6 feet, 210 pounds from Madison, Wisconsin. The stretch. Alvarez edging, not going. The pitch, fastball across the letters, and it's nothing and two. Rome 30 and 36 in the first half. Fourth place in the Sally League South. 0-2 on Baldwin, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. There it is. The season high equaling seventh strikeout for Gunnar Mayer, and he's through five with the lead and eligible for the victory. If the Blue Claws can hang on, they lead it 2-1. Heading for the bottom of the fifth on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustos experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Ready to go. Bottom of the fifth, top of the order for Jersey Shore, which leads it 2-1. How you lead to lead it off. He has flown out and singled. And the right-hander, Ian Mejia, deals. It's a called strike, nothing and one. He comes right back, and Lee fouls it back to the netting. And it's nothing and two. So it's Lee, Gabriel Rincones Jr., and the big man, Rickson Wingrove, to face the right-hander. And the pitch home is high and away. It's one ball and two strikes on How You Lead. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Rome. Fouled away off to the right. And the Blue Claws have a left-hander warming up, so Gunnar Mayer will equal his season-high output in innings. Is that Garnett down there? It looks like, or is it? The big left-hander is warming.
Lee checked his swing. Yeah, that's Tristan Garnett.
And the count is 2-2. How You Lee from Taiwan. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swinging another dribbler foul. Coming up in the sixth inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insures business in our area for property, general liability, auto workers' compensation, employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma. And the pitch to Lee. Swung on, taps softly to short. Charged by Alvarez. He's got it. Transfers. Throws in time. Close. But Lee is out, one gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Larry can be reached at 732-751-2900. Insurance Office of America, IOA. Gabriel Rincones Jr. is 0 for 2 today. Swings and misses, nothing and one. the game in his first season of pro ball. His 10th game with Jersey Shore. Takes outside. He has struck out and popped out. He is 0 for 2, hitting at 231. And the pitch home. Swung on line back near second base. Picked on a hop by the shortstop, playing him perfectly. And Alvarez throws him out. Two down. Back in the day, that would have been a base hit through the middle. But now with all these sophisticated shifts available, you can't overshift anymore, but you can still shift around. And Alvarez had him played perfectly just to the left of the bag. Here's Rickson Wingrove, who has popped up and walked and scored. Swings and golfs it high in the air in the right center field. Coasting over the right fielder, he makes the call, and Paulini.
Dave Wade, Morton caught it.
I knew somebody caught it. And that is the final out.
Or did Paulini catch it? He cut off Morton. Either way, somebody's got a call.
And the catch is made. So the Blue Claws nothing in the bottom of the fifth. Greg back with you in the sixth. Blue Claws have a 2-1 lead on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shots, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Tristan Garnett, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. Great outing for Gunnar Mayer, who's in line for his first win of the season. He went five innings and allowed just one run on three hits. First pitch by Garnett is a strike to Keyshawn Oggins over the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one. Five innings, one run, three hits, walked four, and struck out seven. Four walks and seven strikeouts tie season highs for Mayer. And Garnett takes over here in the sixth. Blue Claws trying to get 12 more outs, and that would get Gunner his first win as a Blue Claw. Garnett, a left-hander from Cal State Dominguez Hills. And California is swinging, obviously. Swinging a miss. And the count is 1-2 on Ogans. Tristan's from Portland. Ogans doubled in the first, was stranded at second, and is 1-for-2. And the 1-2 pitch is foul tip off of the catcher to Freitas. Hit him in the left side, right next to his left shoulder. I think it just missed the chest protector, so he's in a little pain right now behind home plate. And the plate umpire, Jesse Bush, walks out to make sure that or give DeFreitas a little time. Garnett, 3-2, a 3.80 ERA, 22 games. He has one save, 23 2/3 innings, 21 hits. He's walked 11, and he struck out 26 on the season. And Tristan, last pitch earlier in this series on Tuesday, threw an inning and a third scoreless in that game and earned the win. And by the way, he is now in third place in the league. This is his 23rd game of the season. He trails only his teammates, Carlos Francisco and Tommy McCollum. Changeup is Scott in the air, pretty well hit out in the left center. Long run, Marcus Lee sank back toward the track. On the track, he's there to make the catch. Ogans gave it a ride but flies out, one away, and Tony's got the out-of-town scoreboard.
Right, you are, Greg. Over in Philadelphia, they've gone four innings now. The Phillies lead the Mets 2-1. Let's take a look at that Reading game where Carlos De La Cruz is looking to extend his club record streak to 37 games in a row in which he has reached base, and he has. He's 1-for-2 tonight with 2 walks, but Reading trails Portland 5-2 in the bottom of the 7th up in Maine.
That first pitch to Adam Zabrowski is low. The count, 1-0.
That's the Red Sox affiliate.
Garnett, a 6'5" left-hander, works with a stretch to 1-0. Skye foul off first out of play. 1-1.
Down at Dunedin, Clearwater is out in front 6-3 as they look to start the second half in first place after winning the first half.
Swing and a miss. Good changeup in the count, 1-2. Dominic Pipkin pitched in that game for Clearwater. Went an inning and 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks on the strikeout. He's on the Blue Claws 60-day IL. And takes a changeup outside the Zabrowski, 2-2. Pipkin made 2 appearances with the Gulf Coast Phillies. 1 last week, 1 earlier this week. So this is 3rd game back on the rehab assignment at first with Clearwater. And that's outside. A changeup, 3-2 to Zabrowski.
Ricardo Rosario has hit his second home run. He's driven in 3 runs for Clearwater tonight. They lead Dunedin now 6-4 in the bottom of the 6th inning.
And the 3-2 pitch, foul back up here, and hits off the facing of the second deck and caroms down. And the count 3-2.
Lehigh Valley with 4 runs in the 3rd inning has taken a 6-2 lead. 6-3 make it now, bottom of the 5th inning in Worcester against the Red Sox affiliate there.
3-2 pitch, changeup, swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Tristan Garnett pulls the string. Zabrowski way out in front, and that's out number 2.
Simone Muziotti has 2 hits, 3 runs batted in, and he's connected for his 4th home run of the season as Muziotti, former Blue Claw. 6-2, Lehigh Valley leads. Florida Complex League Phillies were rained out today, and that completes the upper level scoreboard.
Here's a high pop-up by Bryson Horn behind the mound. Ward comes in, the third baseman. Nick is there to make the catch. It's a 1-2-3 sixth inning for Tristan Garnett. 2-1 Jersey Shore. Bottom 6 coming up on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom half of the 6th inning, Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws 2 runs, 4 hits, and Rome 1 run on 3 hits. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, and Jared Carr due up here for the Blue Claws. In the 6th off, Ian Mejia, who has pitched very well. Nick Ward, who's on deck, had a double in the 4th inning that helped set up that 2-run Blue Claws inning. Possibly misplayed a bit, breaking ball outside to Lee Sang in the count 1-0 by Kadon Morton, the center fielder. Just took kind of a step in and then had to race back on a ball that turned into a double. And if he caught it, it might well be 1-0 Rome right now. And Lee Sang takes that one, I guess, inside. And the count is 2 balls and no strikes. Blue Claws will go to the bullpen and bring on left-hander Wesley Moore for the seventh. Here's a line drive into right center over the head of Quintero. And a base hit for Marcus Lee Sang. The right fielder, Paolini, plays it back in. So Lee Sang aboard at first with a single. And that'll bring up Nick Ward.
That was good to see Marcus Lee Sang get a base hit. He had that hellacious month of May, hit over 350, was the Phillies minor league player of the month. He's scuffled in June here, but started to pick up his hits again.
Well, he was over 27 in June. He's been much better since then, but not at that level.
Is that scuffling?
At the beginning. I mean, since then he's been better.
Absolutely.
Here's Nick, and Ward swings at the first pitch and lashes it just foul. Down the first base line, and the count is no balls and a strike. Ward's doubled a dead center. Just glanced off Morton's mitt. Carr brought in Wingrove, the next batter with a sack fly, and then Ward scored on Pineda's base hit. That's inside a curveball. And the count, one ball and one strike. The runner leads off first base. Lee Sang, he does have good speed, not going. And the changeup is outside to Ward. So Jersey Shore leads it 2-1. This is the first game of the second half. If you missed it, talked about it earlier. Standings reset after the midpoint of the season, which was last night. So everybody's in first place today. And Ward hits one off the end of the bat, high in the air, down third, foul ground. Ogun's racing back toward the bullpen, reaching out and can't get it. It hit off the net and dropped in, foul ball. So Ward gets another chance. And the count, two balls and two strikes. So Browski, the catcher, has thrown out 15 out of 65, stealing this season. That's 23%. Lee Sang is 16 for 20, stealing bases this year. Nobody out. Lee Sang held on at first. The 2-2 runner goes line at a first, caught by Horn, who steps on the bag. Double play. Well, brutal break there for Nick Ward. And that ball got by Horn. It's an RBI double. Instead, it's a double play. And that erases Lee Sang, who had single, three unassisted, two down, 101 off the bat there on the Nick Ward liner. So that'll bring up Jared Carr, who is 0 for 1 with a sack fly and an RBI. And he takes that one inside. It's one ball, no strikes. Tony, that's just bad luck. It happens.
You can't guide it, of course. You just hit it hard and did not find a hole.
1-0, and that's a changeup way outside. And the count 2-0 on Jared Carr. So Wesley Moore, who was the Phillies minor league pitcher of the month for May, he'll come on and pitch the seventh. We mentioned Lee Sang, the player of the month. That's a breaking ball inside, and the count is 3 balls and no strikes on Jared Carr. If Carr gets on, he can run too. He's 13 for 17. Rome has a submarining right-hander throwing in their bullpen down the line in left field. And the 3-0 is on the outside corner, a fastball. And the count 3-1.
Marcus Lee Sang now has a 6-game hitting streak going, in which he is 7 for 22.
3-1 pitch from Mejia is low, ball four. So we'll see if they leave Mejia in. As he just walked Carr. That's Mejia's second walk. He's also hit a batter. That was Brito back in the fourth. And here is Eric. For Mejia, that is pitch number 82. And it'll bring out the pitching coach, Mike Steed. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Charlie's Pizza. Locations in Manchester, Toms River, and Lakewood with a fourth right here at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
So when Wesley Moore comes into the ball game, we'll do a friends and family shout-out for Wesley. He's going to give a shout-out to his folks, mom and dad.
I was going to say, you can't give it away.
Well, we're not going to name them. We'll keep a little suspense here.
Mike Steed, the pitching coach, who has been on the mound, I think, at least half the innings. Maybe not. About half the innings in this series.
He doesn't have to go for runs in the morning or do steps or anything like that. He can just He's accumulating plenty going from the dugout to the mound in this series.
Here's Eric Brito. Popped out the second and hit by a pitch. First runner at first and two out. Carr, not a huge lead, not going. Brito squibs this one off the end of the bat, right back to the pitcher. Mejia picks it up, throws to first, and the inning is over. So Brito grounds out. No runs, one hit, and one left. He played six full here in Shortown. And the Blue Claws lead it 2-1 on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Wesley Moore takes over. We go to the top of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws leading Rome 2-1 here in Shortown on a what's really turned in, Tony, to a beautiful Friday night, despite all the naysayers who expected it to pour all day. Hasn't rained really since about 12. Knock on wood.
Yes.
Yeah. I should have canceled the game at 8 o'clock in the morning. Here's Brandon Parker, who's 1-for-2. Moore out of the stretch, the first pitch is a changeup line to short on a hop. Brito backs up, plays it nicely, and slings it across in time. One away. We said it with Brito, Tony. You don't see that the happy feet. Just casually step back, took the longer bounce, no problem. One away. Call the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks and accounts, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at Provident.bank. So here is Stephen Paolini to face Moore with one out and nobody on. Tristan Garnett, curveball in there for a strike. Tristan Garnett went the sixth, 1-2-3 inning with one strikeout. For Wesley, this is his fourth appearance as a Blue Claw. He set in a belt for the 0-1 outside, 1-1. Four innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, and he struck out four. After he gave up 2 earned runs in 25 innings with Clearwater, 39 strikeouts in those innings for the 23-year-old from Surrey, British Columbia. Changeup in there for a strike. He says primarily, I talked to him a little bit today, says primarily fastball changeup, but he'll mix in kind of a sweeper or a extended curveball that'll throw primarily to left-handers. Here's the 1-2, and it's a fastball outside, 2-2.
So we want to do the shout-out now to his parents. We'll do it after this next pitch coming up. We asked Leslie who he wanted a shout-out to, and that's what we're going to do.
2-2, the count on Paolini, and the pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him strike three.
And
so
I'm sure
his second strikeout. His first strikeout, two away.
I'm sure Dad Darren and Mom Debbie are shouting right now after that big K. So happy to say hello to them from West. Dad Darren and Mom Debbie says they're watching on the streaming, and right now they're enjoying his performance.
Here's
for certain.
K-Don Morton, fastball outside, ball one. Morton is 0-for-1 with a walk. Yep, Moore from British Columbia. He was signed by the Phillies out of Kansas State. He began his collegiate career at Cal State Northridge. 1-0 the count on Morton. And that one a little bit low. 2 balls and no strikes. And as we said before, he was the Phillies minor league player of the month for May. He signed in November. Swing and a miss. And I'm a count 2-1. So that's why he didn't pitch last year.
Got a beautiful changeup,
yeah.
Greg.
No, he was a nice find by the Phils. 2 balls, 1 strike, and a changeup. There it is again, swing and a miss. 2-2. Blue Claws had a couple of pitchers from out there in British Columbia going back 10 or 11 years. Remember Ethan Stewart and Colin Clevin?
I do recall the names.
Both Canadian. They had them at the same time. I remember they both love salmon fishing up there.
It's a great sport, a great fish.
2-2 the pitch. Change up, swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. What an inning for Wesley Moore. 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. And the Braves go in order. We go to the bottom of the 7th in Shorttown. Stretch time. 2-1 Jersey Shore on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Rob Griswold, the submarining right-hander, the new pitcher for Rome. 7th inning stretch with the Blue Claws leading it 2-1. And Leandro Pineda, Arturo De Freitas, and Haoyu Lee will bat here for Jersey Shore. Tommy McCollum getting loose. And the Blue Claws bullpen down in right field. So here's Pineda, who has 2 hits today, and he takes a strike. 7th inning stretch brought to you by Jaguar Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services, 13 convenient locations as the ball gets loose from the bullpen. Throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jaguar Physical Therapy are committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information, visit jaguarpt.com. And that one inside to Pineda, and we count 1 ball and 1 strike. Rob Griswold making his 18th appearance of the season, 3.98 ERA, does have 5 saves. 20 and a third innings, 21 hits, he's walked 6. And he struck out 22. Pineda swings and misses. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And he is, Tony, out of LIU on, or in Brooklyn. You would think it might be on Long Island, but it's in Brooklyn. In the NEC from Milford, Connecticut. It is Griswold, who signed with the Braves back in November of 2021. Made his pro debut with Augusta last season. Here's the 1-2, and it's shot up third, foul. Bounces off the sidewall and down into left field.
Griswold has one of these motions that we talked about before being similar to Dan Quisenberry back in the day for the KC Royals. And
yeah, I mean, he's lower than the other guy
of,
that they had
the Pirates
the other night. He's like almost like Jeff Innes.
Yeah.
Breaking ball, got him, strike 3. Backdoor slider, and but it down looking one away. Ian Mejia was pretty good. He went 6 innings, allowed 2 runs, both earned on 5 hits. He walked 2, and he struck out 5. But he's in line for his 5th loss if this score holds.
This for Mejia, his 12th game. This will be and was his 10th of going six innings or more.
Griswold's pitch is skewed up the end of the bat, diving horn behind the first base bag, backhanded flip to the pitcher covering, and they get the out to take a hit away from Arturo De Freitas, who was pretty sure he had one. He just cued it up first. It somehow stayed fair. Horn was playing way off the line, and it just didn't quite have enough juice on it. Horn made a diving catch, but even from there, he still had to make a backhanded flip, and he did the first. What a nice play.
That was a good play all around. Horn and then the pitcher getting over there to make a nice snag of that throw.
Here's Hao Yu Lee, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. So Griswold actually began his career at LIU as a position player. He was their starting second baseman in 2019. When Lee hits a soft ground to the second for Quintero, he scoops it up, running toss to first, and that retires the side. So Lee grounds out and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We've played seven full at Shoretown Ballpark. Tommy McCollum coming in for the eighth. Blue Claws lead it 2-1 on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB-TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Tommy McCollum takes over for the Blue Claws. We go to the eighth inning, and Jersey Shore leads it 2-1. Call the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Visit provident.bank to learn more about Provident Bank, whether you want a safer retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business. Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. Top of the order for Rome against McCollum, the 6'5 right-hander from Clemens, North Carolina. Here's a chopper to first. Handling it letter high is Wingrove. Underhands to McCollum, one pitch and one out. So Quintero grounds out, one away to start the eighth. Blue Claws lead it 2-1. Wesley Moore, one inning, a 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts. And Gunnar Mayer right now in line for the win. Gave up one run on three hits in five innings of work. McCollum's had an excellent season. 2.96 ERA, five saves, 24 and a third innings, 13 hits. He has walked 20, but he struck out 42 out of 104 batters faced. And a fastball on the outside corner. Primarily fastball and splitter for McCollum. Signed with the Phillies back in 2021. And that fastball misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. He pitched on Wednesday through a scoreless inning with a strikeout. And Tony, after he threw that first pitch in this inning, and that's outside. Nobody in the Sally League has made more appearances this season than Tommy. He breaks a tie with his teammate Carlos Francisco. Although I suspect,
yeah, right, I know
that might not last long. His lead. Here's the 2-1, and that is Anthony's called strike. Because my hunch would be that we'll see Francisco come on for the Blue Claws in the ninth. But we'll see. Carlos had a couple of saves in Wilmington last weekend. 2-2 pitch to Alvarez, down and outside, a fastball at 94 on the Hawkeye, the count full at 3-2. Alvarez had an RBI double in the first inning, and you know, we got to go back a little bit, Tony, to talk about this. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and a foul ball into the screen. This game was pretty close to getting away from the Blue Claws very yeah. early.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Mayer walked the first batter of the game, then gave up an RBI double. And then Drake Baldwin flew to center. And Alvarez, who double tagged him with the third, but he left too early. And they called him out on the appeal. Foul back again into the screen. And the count is still 3-2. So the Blue Claws got a big break there. The next batter also doubled. So, I mean, that could have easily been a 2 or 3 run inning, just a one. Then in the second, Rome had the bases loaded and one out, and Gunnar Mayer got out of that jam. 3-2 pitch, high pop foul off first and out of play. So, you know, a situation where Jersey Shore could have, you know, if things had broken slightly differently, easily been down, you know, 3 or 4 to nothing early on. They're only down one, and then they get 2 runs in the fourth to take the lead. 3-2 pitch, splitter a little high, and maybe inside, ball four. So Alvarez walks, tying run at first base for Rome with one out, and that'll bring up Drake Baldwin. Now, sometimes these pitchers that are really tall, like McCollum, it's tougher for them to hold runners on just because they're a little slower to the plate. So we'll see. Now, DeFreitas, the catcher, is a tremendous defensive catcher. He's also thrown out 12 base dealers already in only 37 tries. First pitch high and tight. That almost hits Baldwin. And the count is 1-0. So Jersey Shore clinging to a 1-run lead. 2 runs, 5 hits against 1 run and 3 hits. And that fastball is way upstairs. And the count 2-0.
Alvarez with 10 steals. He's been caught 5 times.
And Tommy setting the belt 2-0. And Baldwin taking all the way. This is the fastball right down the middle, 95 on the scoreboard. And that runs into 2-1. McCollum was cruising through the Florida State League last year when he broke his leg around this time of the year. Or he would have been here at the end of the season. Swing and a miss, a fastball. And the count is 2-2. But really fun guy. He was on a team at Wingate that won the Division II national title in 2021. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went to the split. He got him strike three. Tommy McCollum, a big strikeout there, his first, and there's 2 down. That won the national title back in 2021. Then he went to the Cape to go pitch there, and then while he was in Cape Cod, he had another year of college eligibility, didn't get drafted, and the Phillies called him up and said, hey, you want to sign? And he said, yes, sir. And here he is. An imposing presence on the hill, and the pitch to Ogins. Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw to second, DeFreitas on a hop tag, not in time. How Yu Lee picked the low throw and swiped the tag on Alvarez, who just got his hand in there for his 11th stolen base of the season. So, strike one, and is the count on Keyshawn Ogins, but Tony, the tying run at second here with 2 out.
Yeah, the throw is a little bit to the left of second base, more to the right, and yeah, he might have had a better shot.
He might have been impacted by the swing, or the batter. Swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. Another fastball, cranked it up to 95 on that scoreboard gun. So 0-2 the count here on Keyshawn Ogins. McCollum looks in for the sign. And here's the pitch. Runner takes off for third. Swing and a miss. He got him. Doesn't matter. Strike three. And the inning is over. So Tommy McCollum picks up 2 strikeouts. Numbers 43 and 44 in just his 25th inning of the season. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left. We go to the bottom of the eighth here in Shoretown. And the Blue Claws lead it 2-1. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Shoretown Ballpark, Blue Claws 2, and the Rome Braves 1. And the first pitch is tip foul at home plate by Gabriel Rinconas Jr. And the count, nothing and one. Rinconas Jr., then Wingrove and Lee Sang, 3 lefties against the side-arming right-hitter Rob Griswold. And Tony, indeed, as we suspected, Carlos Francisco warming in the bullpen. And Rinconas takes a changeup outside for a ball. So when you have a side-arming right-hander like this, you always like to look up and see, you know, what his splits are. And Rinconas shoots one up third, foul. And the count 1-2. So he's a right-handed pitcher, but right-handed hitters this year are 14-43 against Griswold. Left-handed hitters are only 3-17. And Rinconas pops one up foul, and that's with 8 strikeouts, too. So he actually has, you know, reverse splits. Last year, however, he was much tougher on right-handed hitters in a bigger sample size, fastball high. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Gabriel Rinconas Jr. So the lefty from Florida Atlantic awaits the 2-2 from Griswold. And the pitch, a breaking ball, hit in the air, foul down third, out of play. And the count still 2-2. So, Tony, it will be Francisco, and then he'll retie Tommy McCollum for the league leading appearances. Each will have pitched in 25 games after tonight. Rinconas shoots one off the mid of the pitcher, bounces to Quintero, the second baseman, who bare hands and throws to first for the out. So score that 1-4-3, and that's out number one here in the eighth. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Toyota World of Lakewood. You have plenty of options to choose from in your used car search at Toyota World of Lakewood. Same new Toyota models in our used inventory, which means a pre-owned Camry, RAV4, or Tundra could be yours. LakewoodToyota.com or Toyota World of Lakewood on Route 88. Here's Rickson Wingrove, who's dealt with wind blowing in from center and right all week. Not tonight, though, and he swings over a breaking ball. And the count, nothing and one. 11 homers on the year for the Australian, tied for third in the league. Had a 2-home-run game in Wilmington last Tuesday. And the 0-1, breaking ball down and outside. 6 of his 11 home runs have come in 3 games this year. He has 3 2-home run games, all on the road. And only 2 of his 11 homers have come here this season. And he hits this one, a softly grounded ball to third for Ogans, who throws across in time. And that's out number 2.
What did Rickson tell you about home runs and his struggles here with the long ball in this park?
Yeah, he said, I'm done trying. I mean, he was like half kidding. Yeah. But he knows on days like we've had the first couple of days of this series where the wind's blowing straight in from center and right, it's almost impossible. Here's Marcus Lee Sang, and the pitch is inside of the count, 1-0. So the Blue Claws lead it 2-1. They scored both runs in the fourth inning. Lee Sang has one of their 5 hits. Left-handed batter takes inside, and it's 2-0. The pitching has been great in the series for Jersey Shore. In fact, the last week, really.
Yeah.
This is the fourth game of this series. They've allowed only 7 runs and 8 runs and 7 earned. There's a strike on a slider with a count 2-1. So, you know, that part's been good. And if they can get 3 more outs, they'll have won 3 of the first 4, although that doesn't really matter. Check swing by Lee Sang on the slider And it handcuffed him a bit, count 2-2. And I only mean that really the only game that really matters now is this one.
Yeah.
Because today's the first day of the second half.
And they would be getting off, too.
And now a pitch clock violation on Lee Sang. He was not looking. He was not ready to swing with at least 8 seconds on the pitch clock. So he's called out. It's an automatic strike. Jesse Bush punches him out, and the inning is over. So an auto strike was 3. Gets Lee Sang looking. Or gets Lee Sang on strikes, and the inning is over. Carlos Francisco for the ninth. Jersey Shore up 2-1 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Jersey Shore 2 and Rome 1. We go to the ninth inning, and Carlos Francisco, the new pitcher, his opener is a fastball low to right-handed batting Adam Zabrowski in the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Zabrowski's over 3 with 3 strikeouts, and Francisco is the fifth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore, trying to lock down a 2-1 win. Pitch is hit in the air, foul by Zabrowski to the right field line, and the count is ball and a strike. Carlos, 25 appearances. That ties Tommy McCollum for the league lead, who pitched the eighth inning with a pair of strikeouts. Carlos 2-0, a 3.03 ERA. He's got 4 saves, 29 and 2/3 innings, 19 hits. And the pitcher, breaking ball, chopped to third. Ward races over, picks a short hop, moving to his left, throws on the run to first, in time, one away. That was a good play by Nick Ward, Tony. A very short hop and on the run to do it as well.
Yeah, that was potentially a difficult play, and he made it look easy. It's not that easy. Nick is so versatile. He can play third, second, first. Has he played short at all?
He hasn't yet, but he came up. He played shortstop growing up and in college, so he could do it in a pinch if you needed him to. Francisco just 11 walks in those 29 innings and 37 strikeouts. I talked to him a little bit yesterday. He said this is the best he's ever felt since coming into the Philly system. Swing and a miss by Bryson Horn, nothing in one. And that was back in 2019, a 28th round pick from Hillsborough Community College in Florida. Out of the stretch, the 0-1 to Horn, swing and a miss, so the count 0-2. Carlos has allowed just one earned run in 8 2/3 innings in June with 12 strikeouts and a walk. And he's set at the chest for the 0-2. It's inside, a fastball. And it's 1-2 on Horn, who's got 4 homers on the year. He struck out twice in this game. Rome with just 3 hits.
There's so much attention being paid to McCollum and Ryan Kirkering, and rightly so.
0-2, swinging a roller foul toward the Blue Claws dugout.
Francisco is maybe, for fans, thrown a little bit under the radar here, but he's really risen to the occasion now this season.
Yeah, he gave 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning against Wilmington on May 21st, but since then just 2 runs in 12 innings with almost 20 strikeouts. That went low. And the count is 1-1 and 2 strikes with 17 strikeouts in that stretch. No, he's been really good. In fact, he's actually made more appearances as a Blue Claw, as a Blue Claws pitcher, than any player in team history. Here's the 2-2, high and outside. 3-2. I should say any pitcher in team history. He passed Jake Diekman last week while the Blue Claws were in Wilmington. Diekman had 72. This is number 77 for Francisco. And the 3-2 is swung on and foul tipped, held by DeFreitas, strike three. Carlos Francisco gets his first strikeout, two away. The Blue Claws are one out away from a 1-0 start to the second half of the season.
It'll be their first 1-0 start to a half or a season, Greg, since
2021, yeah. Mm-hmm. They opened the season with a win over Hudson Valley. Here's Brandon Parker, and he hits a high fly ball to left. This should do it. Backing up a bit, Lee Sang. He's there. Just waits for it. The left-hander makes the catch. The ball game's over. It's a 1-2-3 ninth inning for Carlos Francisco, who earns his fifth save of the year. And Jersey Shore victorious tonight over the Braves. Your final of the Blue Claws 2, and the Braves 1. And by the way, Tony, how about this one? Yeah. For the first time in a while here in Lakewood, the time of the game, 1 hour and 58 minutes. Blue Claws played a couple of sub-2-hour games last year on the road. Their last two-hour or less game in Lakewood was back in a morning game in 2019 against Hagerstown. Of course, that was the pre-pitch clock era, so... It's obviously more, a little faster now. So what was the last sub-2-hour game here by the Blue Claws? It was Nick Fanny's no-hitter against Charleston in 2017, an hour and 47 minutes. How about that? And by the way, it is dark enough to shoot off the fireworks. It is the week with the most sunlight in the whole the whole calendar year.
The days are getting shorter there, Greg. Yesterday was the longest day. Of the year.
Two runs, five hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. One run, three hits, no errors. The Blue Claws are 1-0, tied for first. 36-29. Romas 0-1, 30-37. And Gunnar Mayer, congrats to him. He gets his first win as a Blue Claw, 1-3 on the year. Ian Mejia, tough luck, losing pitcher. 3-5. Carlos Francisco ties Tommy McCollum for the league lead in appearances with 25 and team lead in saves with 5 on the season. 1 hour and 58 minutes. How about that? In front of 6,779 on Girl Scout Family Night in Shortown. So another great night for the Claws, who've won 3 in a row and 3 out of 4. And 5 out of their last 6 games. So that'll do it for us. I'm Greg Chamberisi. Tony will have a little post game in a sec. Jordan Fowler starts tomorrow. Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's go right to the scoreboard. They're in the bottom of the 6th inning over at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies lead the Mets by a score of 3-2-1. On the Phillies affiliate scoreboard tonight, Redding is trailing at Portland 7-4, but a couple of hits for Carlos De La Cruz, which means he has extended his club record streak to 37 games on base in a row for the Redding Fightin' Phils. Portland leading the 7-4 bottom of the 8th inning up in Maine. Those Clearwater Threshers are at it again. They're leading down in Dunedin 7-5. Remember, they won the first half. They breezed to the first half division title, and they got 4 runs in the first inning tonight, and they're up 7-5 as they go to the 9th inning down in Dunedin. Lehigh Valley is leading in Worcester by a score of 7-3. That ball game in the bottom of the 7th inning. Simone Muziotti, a 2-run home run, his 4th of the year for the former Blue Claw. Scott Kingery has gone 2-for-4 in that game. He's batting 272. Muziotti, by the way, is hitting a cool 357. Jake Cave, 1-for-4. He is at 381. Jace Vines, who was here for a little bit this season on rehab from Lehigh Valley, pitching in the ballgame in relief now for the Iron Pigs. In the Florida Complex League, the Phillies were rained out. They'll make that game up in a couple of days. In the Dominican Summer League, the Phillies Red beat the Guardians Blue 8-4. and the Phillies Red is 9-4, and the Phillies White lost to the Colorado Rockies Club 9-8. Phillies White team is 9-5. Here in Lakewood, we watch the Blue Claws defeat Rome by a score of 2-1, 2-5-0 for Jersey Shore. Rome won 3-0. As Gunnar Mayer gets that elusive first victory of the season, he is 1-3. Mejia takes the loss. Carlos Francisco, with his fifth save, Blue Claws bullpen came on and did the job after Mayer went the first five innings. Action continues here at Shoretown tomorrow night. It'll be game five of this six-game set. Beginning at 7:05, Jordan Fowler. Well, Gunnar Mayer got his first win of the season tonight. Maybe Jordan Fowler can do that tomorrow night. Fowler is 0-3. That was Mayer's record coming in tonight. Fowler 0-3. The lefty has an ERA of 2.83, and right-hander Tyler Owens, well, he'll be looking for his first win. He is 0-5 with a record, with an ERA, excuse me, of 2.25. First pitch scheduled for 7:05 tomorrow evening. Greg and I will have it for you, beginning with the pregame show at 6:55 tomorrow night. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Laura Elizabeth and from Greg. And for Greg Jamboree, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Shoretown, Blue Claws 2 and Rome 1. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody. All right, 5-1 base hit.